Sounding the alarm. Hearing loss risks in tree care. By Mara Watts and Matt Smith Meir. Hearing loss is a lingering souvenir from Alex Kundrat's lifelong career in the tree care industry. The condition affects his family, his relationships, and even his role as a firefighter in Cleveland, Ohio. As the founder of Speak Easy Communication Solutions, Kundrat's battle with hearing loss changed the course of his career. There might be 10 guys around the table with 3 or 4 different conversations going. "I can't even follow one of them with all the noise," he said. "They start to tell me something and then just shake their heads and walk away." Kundrat's hearing loss almost cost him his firefighting job and has grown significantly worse in the years since. He especially has trouble with sh and ph sounds, and crowds only exacerbate the issue. "I just tune out because it takes a lot of energy to basically decode what people are saying," he said. "If people are just jibber-jabbering or there's a TV going, I can't follow it." He's not alone. In fact, arborists are at a high risk for hearing loss because of their regular exposure to loud equipment and tools, especially chainsaws and chippers. Without proper hearing protection, arborists risk long-term damage. Why arborists face a higher risk of hearing damage? To protect these workers, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, requires any employee exposed to an average noise level of 85 decibels, dBA, or greater over 8 hours to wear hearing protection. The administration also prohibits noise exposures at or above 115 dBA unless proper hearing protection is used. Tree care workers are at a much higher risk because they work outdoors where there are no walls or barriers to block noise, said Ross Cushing, OD, board-certified clinical audiologist and founder and CEO of Live Better Hearing Plus Balance. They're also right next to loud equipment like chainsaws and stump grinders. Combining long workdays with proximity to high-decibel machinery makes this profession especially dangerous for hearing health. While there are certainly many employers and tree care workers who understand this risk and take it seriously, the delayed nature of hearing damage often lulls people into complacency, said Donna Pitts, DCCCA MPH, a speech-language hearing sciences expert and associate professor at Loyola University, Maryland. "The problem is, when you cut your finger off, there's immediate pain. But hearing loss is painless, and it takes a long time, like 5 or more years, to experience a change," she said. "That's one of the biggest issues that we've always experienced in this industry. People are less likely to pay attention to it until it's too late." Understanding OSHA's noise standards and risks. OSHA defines hazardous noise as any noise that reaches or exceeds 85 dBA. Tree care workers are regularly exposed to machinery and tools that produce high-frequency sounds for extended periods that well exceed OSHA's standards. The administration reported that chainsaws alone measure at an average of 125 dBA, while other heavy machinery tends to range between 95 and 110 dBA. Prolonged exposure to these pieces of equipment often results in what is known as noise-induced hearing loss, NIHL. This condition occurs when loud noises damage the tiny hair cells found in the inner ear. And typically, those hair cells don't grow back, resulting in hearing damage or loss. A 2010 study conducted by the University of Northern Colorado showed that urban tree care workers are regularly exposed to noise levels exceeding OSHA and National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, NIOSH, standards. Further, the research concluded that ear protection is recommended when operating chainsaws, chippers, stump grinders, leaf blowers, water trucks, rotochoppers, tractors, and brush and weed trimmers. Material hearing impairment is defined as hearing loss that interferes with a person's ability to understand speech, clarified Julia St. John, product specialist for above-the-neck and foot protection at Delta Plus, a global manufacturer of head-to-toe safety solutions. "We must address the risks and take necessary precautions to protect the hearing of all workers." Identifying early signs of noise-induced hearing loss, NIHL. In tree care, recognizing the early warning signs and symptoms of hearing problems is important for all workers present on the worksite. If workers notice they turn up their radios or phones after work, it's time to get a hearing test, Cushing advised. As the symptoms of NIHL are mostly internal, it is essential for workers to be vigilant about their own symptoms. These may include, but are not limited to, ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus, muffled or distorted hearing, difficulty understanding speech, especially in noisy environments, constant pressure in the ear. If you hear a ringing or buzzing sound after work, that's a sign your inner ear has been damaged, said Cushing. Even if hearing loss isn't noticeable yet, tinnitus is your body's way of warning you that something is wrong. The consequences of prolonged noise exposure. Exposure to loud noises over an extended period can indisputably lead to significant hearing loss. The damage often progresses gradually, resulting in tree workers frequently overlooking the early warning signs, such as distorted or muffled sounds. Eventually, many will find themselves on hearing aids to effectively hear and participate in daily activities, St. John said. Loud exposure can also trigger tinnitus long after the noise has stopped. At 110 dBA, hearing damage can happen in just 2 minutes if hearing protection is not worn. A chipper, for example, measures at about 112 to 119 dBA, emitting the loudest tree care work-related noise. Since chainsaws, chippers, and stump grinders often operate between 110 to 120 dBA, tree care workers can permanently damage their hearing before they even finish a task if they aren't protected, Cushing explained. A common misconception is that most workers think hearing loss is a slow process. But one loud event, like an equipment malfunction or unexpected explosion, can cause permanent hearing damage instantly. It's not just about long-term exposure, said Cushing. One bad day can change everything. Enforcement and accountability. Like any safety recommendation, enforcement is key until people get into the habit of proper ear protection. OSHA first adopted its Hearing Conservation Amendment in 1981, requiring employers to implement a hearing conservation program for employees exposed to noise levels of 85 dBA or more during their shift. The amendment not only outlined the necessary components of an effective program, but also asked audiologists to play a supervisory role in it. PITS currently works with a few such companies, conducting environmental noise analyses, administering hearing tests on employees, and providing education on how they can improve. She said resistance to protective measures often falls along generational lines. Unfortunately, according to Pitts, some companies only comply with the minimum standards to avoid penalties, leaving workers inadequately protected. I think a lot of companies check the box because they're afraid of getting fined, so they go through the motions, she said. I have gone into industries and I'll see people who are not wearing hearing protection. That's the responsibility of the company to ensure people who are exposed to these noise levels are wearing something. If they're not wearing hearing protection, somebody is dropping the ball. Meanwhile, for other companies, safety is a matter of pride and professionalism. Jeremy Fay, an ESA-certified arborist and scheduling and logistics manager at Urban Tree Specialists in Kansas City, Missouri, highlighted the role of safety in differentiating his company. We want to be professionals, and that's where PPE and safety come into play big time for us, Faye said. If a homeowner sees a crew and thinks, well, if this company isn't even worried about wearing hard hats or ear protection or safety glasses, how much do they care or know about my trees or the safety of my property? Faye added that within his company, hearing protection and all personal protective equipment is not optional. Innovative hearing protection for tree care workers. Another step employers can take is encouraging tree workers to wear proper hearing protection and ensure it is being worn correctly. If leadership doesn't prioritize hearing safety, Pitt said, workers quickly become complacent as well, throwing on earmuffs or putting in earplugs just when they think someone is watching. Many workers skip hearing protection because they need to stay alert to their surroundings, Cushing explained. A great solution is using electronic earmuffs that block dangerous noise while letting in environmental sounds like team communication, equipment warnings, and alarms. These devices protect hearing without compromising safety. Over the past 30 years, design innovations of earplugs and earmuffs have evolved significantly with notable improvements in comfort, fit, and function. Today's options are more compact and compatible than ever before, said St. John. That is one area to which Kundrit has greatly contributed. Thanks to products like Speak Easy Communication Solutions, crews can communicate with ease while also protecting their hearing. The Bluetooth-enabled headset removes low rumbles, engine noise, and other interferences so workers can safely communicate without yelling, even in the company of a loud chipper or roaring chainsaw. Communication on the work site, he said, is crucial. I think it's more important than the chainsaw in tree care, Kundrat said. Proactive steps to prevent noise-induced hearing loss. As a tree care worker, there are several measures one can take to prevent NIHL, including get hearing screenings at least once a year, take regular breaks from the noisy activity, always wear hearing protection, PPE, while working in noisy environments, ensure ear protection fits and is being worn correctly, consider using electric power tools over gas-powered ones, as they create less noise, implement a rotation system for machines and tools to reduce prolonged exposure to loud and high-pitched noises significantly. These proactive approaches will allow for the implementation of further measures to prevent the progression of any identified hearing loss, said St. John. Tools and tech improving hearing safety. In his practice, Cushing has witnessed outdoor workers who caught hearing loss early and started to use hearing protection to avoid major damage. He stated that the most important actions an arborist can take are regular testing, hearing protection, and education on hearing health. Meanwhile, Kundrat's headsets are now in their fourth generation, and nearly 90% of his customers are in the tree care industry. He hopes these tools will improve conditions for future workers. Anyone young in this industry, just wear it, he urged. I wish I could hear better,